It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman.
Hey, Nevin. I actually have a topic I want to start off with today.
Can we do the intro first?
No. Wait. This is too big. Nevin.
Wait, is actually that important that you're going to cut us off?
All right, fine. I mean, do your introduction.
I'm just saying, for people who've never listened to us yet, they need to know where to find
us. Do your introduction.
Okay, fine. Okay. Where was I? Okay.
We can be found exclusively.
We can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Okay, go.
You sure?
I'm sure. You obviously this is very exciting for you. So
well, see, I never do the topic. This I never do the lead-off topic. But okay, Nevin, and yeah, anyways, Nevin. Chase Banks.
Oh God!
Are now in California.
Okay, this is why you never do the lead-off topic.
Listen,
that's why.
Listen,
you just answered your own question.
It wasn't a question. This isn't a question. It's a statement of awesomeness. Chase has finally arrived in California. Nevin,
you actually just say Chase Bank and awesomeness in the same sentence.
Okay, here's the thing. See, Nevin. I've been a member of Chase now for about, 3 years or so?
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. And this is the thing. They were in New York for so long, and they were great in New York. It was like every corner you would have a Chase ATM. It was awesome. And then I moved out here, you know, assuming I wasn't going to be out here for that long, but circumstances forced me to stay out here and do this podcast. And what happened was...
Never be the same.
No, that's true. And what happened was there were no Chases. So whenever I got a check... I had to mail it to Kentucky. It was horrible. I had to figure out this stupid PO box. I had to do all crap.
So every time you had to send a check, you had to send it to Kentucky.
Yes.
And then what would happen in Kentucky?
Well, they'd process it. That's like one of their big processing plant things or whatever.
So you'd send a check to Kentucky, they'd process it, and then
would post to my account. It would take like 2 weeks for a check to end up going through.
No wonder you're excited.
I'm so excited, Nevin. It's like and this is the thing though, is because you know they took over WaMu, right?
Which is Washington Mutual for people who don't know.
They took over WaMu. And the thing is like, I was actually looking. The reason I even said this is we're recording this at your house right now. And I was looking at your old Washington Mutual checks.
Yes.
Right there. And it popped in my head. I went to a Chase Bank in California for the first time the other day. There were like 30 people in line.
Wow.
It was crazy.
So, sort of like when that new store opens and people are like, well, what is this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's a bank.
I just had express deposit, so I pissed everyone off.
Whoa.
By just like filling things out and just throwing it in there. It was great. And you know what? Best part? A couple of days ago, it went through. It took 3 days.
Wow.
Not 2 weeks.
So I guess from this, I have the following questions.
Yes.
Number one,
okay.
Your first Chase Bank experience in California, was it everything you thought it would be and more?
No, it's just everything I thought it would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does it compare to the Chase Bank experiences you had in New York?
It compares well because I never had to interact with a person.
Ever.
Ever. I've had to interact with a person at Chase twice in my life. Once was when I opened my account.
Okay.
That was a good interaction. The second one was when I had my credit card stolen,
mm-hmm.
or my credit card number stolen, and I called them. They were fantastic. Saved me. Everything was golden. That's it.
And my last question is, how has your life changed since you no longer had to send your checks to Kentucky?
Nevin, birds sing a little sweeter now.
Do they really?
Yes. The sun glows a little brighter.
Wow. That's powerful.
Other than that, not much. Okay. I mean, you know, yeah, food's still the same, basically.
Do we still have to talk about this? Because this may be the most boring lead-off topic
this
we've
is
ever
the
had.
Most... You 2 weeks ago, we were talking about my online school for 8 minutes.
But that was relevant
here's the
to
thing.
Majority of our,
Nevin,
of our listeners.
Nevin, the Drexel University thing matters to, like, one person right now.
Wait a minute.
Me.
We weren't just talking...
Chase Bank, being in California, matters to potentially millions of people.
But we weren't just talking about your online school as it relates to you. We were talking about the online school process in general. Why you would get a different degree.
Fine.
The fact that you your liberal arts degree did not measure up. You know, there's a lot of high schoolers
listening
to this show.
Kevin, how do you feel about Washington Mutual becoming Chase.
It doesn't really matter to
See,
me.
See, there we go. Okay? It matters to me, though. And this is things that matter with Mike and Nev. Okay? Not just things that matter to Nev that he brings up and that I pretend to care about.
Oh, no. So the truth comes out.
Everybody,
you don't care what I talk about.
Everybody, check it out. This is, believe it or not, the 50th episode, and Nev and Mike almost just broke up this whole podcast.
We still might.
By fighting here.
Wow.
This is amazing. And you know what, Nevin? I'm joking.
I hope so.
I'm totally joking.
My feelings are a little hurt.
You know what? I'm just passionate about this.
That's what you are. Okay.
And when I'm passionate, you know, I get excited and say things I don't mean.
Okay.
I am actually.
Because you are an actor who wants to get a job where people can do paperwork for you so that you can do porn on the side and maybe a little background singing, which, according to you a couple weeks ago, does tend to pay well because you might go on tour.
You know what's great? God, good memory. You know, it's, I didn't even remember that. You know, it's great too. I just realized I could combine the porn and the background. So
I was just thinking that too,
that
actually.
Would be interesting.
And that's a new niche market.
Yes, it is.
Live singing sex acts on stage. What do you think? I think it would work well until they actually saw you on stage instead of a woman. Then it might be.
But okay, there'd be a woman involved as on stage.
To my research, to my understanding.
Your research. Wait a second. Wait a second. If I remember two or three weeks ago, you were not willing to do quote unquote research to check where Phil was from, right? That guy, by going to your email and looking to where and looking at where he was from. But you've apparently done research into live sex acts on stage?
It's for the listeners, because I don't think the majority of our listeners cared where Phil was from, but I think several of our listeners would actually appreciate that I've done some research on live sex acts.
Fine.
And according to my research, there you go, okay. See? It's for you. Because remember, it's things that matter with Mark.
You see, guys,
Mark.
See, this is all about love. See, we crack jokes at Jess because we care.
Yeah, we do. We do. We care about us. We care about the show. And the passion comes out.
That's right.
So, according to my...
We don't do things half-assed.
No, never.
Never.
That's a bad word you just said on the air.
You just said live sex act.
That's not profanity. Actually, and let me ask you real quick. Is ass considered a bad word now?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. No. All right, well, let's cross it off. So I guess we can say that word.
Yeah.
Because a lot of more, you know, television and print publications are using that word. So we'll use that
I mean, I'll put it... You know, bitch is used now, and it's okay. I mean, it's like, it's not a big... I mean, I know it means a female dog,
right.
But it's also, you know, but it's used now.
Is
and
it?
People don't... Yeah.
Okay.
They don't censor it.
Oh, I'll write these words down for our podcast.
Please do. This is like George Carlin's... Yeah. These words you can use in a podcast or can't use in a podcast. Yeah.
What was I talking about?
I don't know.
I forget.
You were starting and I cut you up.
Oh, live sex acts. Yeah. So according to my research, when a place of business, say a strip club...
Mm-hmm.
Advertises live sex acts on stage, it's usually with women and women only.
I see.
So if they saw you, and no offense.
No.
I just feel it, I
would leave if I was up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There I know what you mean.
So we'll have to flesh out your idea a little bit more. Well, we always encourage letters from our listeners.
You know, this is the 50th episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, and it might be the most random yet.
You get to love this letter.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Love the letter that
Excellent.
We have. We actually have a letter. First of all, real quick, you can for those of us who want to have a blah 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 blah. We read letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us a letter to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And this week's letter comes from Eugene in Washington, D.C.
Nice.
Now, you remember when we were talking about refracting?
I do.
And we had no clue what that meant?
I do.
Well, Eugene in Washington, D.C. actually took the time to give us a definition of refracting. And he writes... Dear Mike and Nev, refraction is the change in direction of a wave due to a change in its speed. This is most commonly observed when a wave passes from one medium to another. Refraction of light is the most commonly observed example, but any type of wave can refract when it interacts with a medium.
Okay, you know what? I'm bored.
Thank you.
I'm bored. You know what's really scary is that letter went on for some time.
There was about a couple more paragraphs in that letter.
Not cool.
Eugene... No one cares. I mean,
wow.
I'm just going to tell you that flat out. Thanks, but
No.
So now we know what refraction means.
You know, wait, there's a thing. I still don't know.
Yeah.
I understand a word of that letter.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, something about a wave and like wave light and stuff.
And what's a medium?
God, that's like, you know, we were talking about reading all those weeks ago. This is like reading something and forgetting it 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe Phil's on to something. Wherever he's from. Parts unknown.
500 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
All good.
Okay.
Well, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike.
Chase in California, Nevin.
I'm happy for you, bro.
Thank you.
Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael, live singing sexual acts on stage, Feldman, I'm Nevin Parrish. It's the Things That Matter.